The Sunday Sit Down on Alcoa FM.
Maroon 5, the song's called Memories, and in case Granny was pointing at the radio shouting, I know that song, there's a reason for that. They sample a classical piece of music called Canon in D Major by Pachelbel. I only know this because I can read. Anyway, it is just after 12:30 on Algoa FM, and it's time to... Which surname are we going with today? Spa?
You can use anyone you like. Mum Jess, the spa surname, the married surname, or the travelling surname.
Travelling surname?
Well, I travel under Gunzenhauser because that's on my European passport.
Okay.
So they are functional, all three of them.
Yeah, yeah. But officially, right now, you are Alicia Haywood.
I am a Haywood, but my business is Mum Jess.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and your business is well known to many. It is the Third Avenue Super Spa.
Newton Park, yes.
How long have you had that, by the way?
That store I've had 22 years. Can you believe it?
No.
Yeah.
I actually can't.
Yeah, 22 years we've been in that store.
we've aged 300.
Yeah, and I've been with the spa group, I think, for 25 or 26 years now. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's quite a... it's quite an intense relationship that we have.
Yeah. So, to start at the beginning, where are you actually from?
I'm actually from Benoni.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you admit this.
Yeah, I do admit it because Benoni, you know, that's where the first Camparis were drunk, in Benoni.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people from Benoni, like Charlize Theron.
Theron, or however we're pronouncing it now.
No, so I grew up in Benoni and I went to a Jewish day school in Benoni, the baby of King David from Johannesburg. And that's where it all started with me.
Yeah. Mm. And the thing is, your kind of heritage in fast-moving consumer goods and stuff like that, I hate to pigeonhole, but it makes the almost automatic presumption a lot of the time is you must be Greek.
Yes. Well, you know what? That's always been a factor in my life because even when I was at a Jewish day school and the corner cafe was a Greek owned by Greeks, they always thought I was Greek because of my dark looks. You know, it was always an issue that with my Jewish boyfriends and the Greek wannabe boyfriends. to put it, and that's a true story. Yeah. There was always some kind of drama.
Yeah.
But yes, I suppose I've always looked like I could belong to somewhere in the Middle East.
Right. So I'm never going there with a lady's age, but you would have grown up in an even more patriarchal kind of time of the world when women were generally going to go home and have children while men went off to work and women would be kind of, you know, taking care of the house and the man would be earning the money. Mm. Therefore, less emphasis potentially on education, less emphasis on ambition. And that's not you.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's all about circumstances in our lives. I was lucky to have a really good schooling. I did want to study, and funny enough, I wanted to study veterinary science. But can you believe it? And this is genuine. But my mother had remarried at the time, and we were suddenly gone from 5 kids to 9 kids.
Ooh.
And after I'd matriculated, I took a gap year, and I had this need to become independent as quickly as I could be. And this is how it all started. So I've always been involved in entrepreneurial moves, but
Fairly unheard of at the time, to be fair. And I mean, I'm not overstating the point. In general, not the case.
Yeah, look, you know, I think it depends on what choices you made at the time. I then married my first Greek husband. So there was the beginning of the reign of the patriarchal hold over me.
Yeah.
However, I've always been entrepreneurial, so I did get on with my own life. And we lived in Greece, and I opened up aerobic studios, which was almost an unheard of thing in Greece.
I would have thought.
Yeah, for 10 years I did extremely well there. I had a rip-roaring business.
Can't believe.
Yeah, it was really a very good experience for me. And I'd always been involved in physical activity. So it was a really good grounding for myself as far as business was concerned. And then we got divorced there and I met my second Greek husband.
Sorry, I'm going to do this every time. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Carry on.
And that was also, a different set of circumstances because I met him through my daughter, Narissa, who's in business with me today.
Okay, are we talking about Stratos or...
Yes, we're talking about Stratos. So,
yeah.
And of course, that was a change of countries, coming from Greece back to South Africa. He liked South Africa. And then that is where I really got involved in businesses, because he never spoke English and he needed a lot of assistance from me.
Okay.
And he had always been in restaurant businesses. So it was easy for me to filter into that with him. But of course, you know, I'm quite a strong woman. So
Quite a strong woman.
I tend to get very involved. And in that marriage, it was a competitive relationship there. It was a case of, and I never saw it like that, because all my life I've worked, you know, I've wanted to work to make progress, to get where I wanted to get and to look after my family. But yeah, we were successful. We had Steers Fast Foods, and then from there we moved into Spa. And that's where I really found my grounding. You know, I love retail.
First Spa was
The Garden Spa. In Lorraine. Yes, that was our first store that we opened up.
Isn't that daunting though?
Look, it is. You know, it's like any investment. You know, you get involved, you learn as you go along. And I mean, it's been a learning curve for me for many, many, many years. And even today, I'm still learning. But I thoroughly enjoyed the retail world, and I love belonging to the Spa family. You know, it is that kind of we're a voluntary trading group, so we are not a franchise. So we're at liberty to put in some of our own touches and our own skills into the business, you know, and the attention to the detail that we wish to follow. So it's been a wonderful relationship.
Okay, so in every store, and particularly in yours, I've noticed, you do customize the offering to both the people of the area with enough depth, I think, in either direction.
Yeah, well, I think that's been my strong point, was the fact that I actually am a trader. I like trading and I like serving people and I like to make my customers happy, and what they give to me, I want to give back tenfold.
Mm.
So that has been my strength.
Do you get to spend enough time in your store?
Oh, yes. I mean, obviously the last couple of years, remember, I'm getting to retirement age soon. My daughter keeps saying,
"Mom, no one's going to believe you, but it's all right."
But I mean, it's good to have a plan. So that's my plan, is to retire someday soon. I won't say when.
Right.
But
surprise.
I'm in the store quite a lot, and it's myself and my daughter now that are running Newton Park Super Spa after Stratos died. So it's become a very different kind of a business. So all the patriarchal ruling is now gone.
Yeah.
And it's been a very interesting changeover for both her and myself. And we do completely different things. You know, I'm...
But she has a lot of you, in my estimation.
Yeah, she has a lot of me in her, but she's educated. She's an attorney by profession. And her way of thinking, it's interesting. I love it. I love the new blood in the business and the new way of thinking and the new way of doing things. And it's taken me some time to step back and to let it go. But she's very competent, and I like the fact that she is now putting in her own ideas, which is the way it should go. And I step out of that zone where she's working, because I like to keep it quiet and peaceful. And when she calls me in, I'm happy to go in and contribute. So it's become a very good working relationship.
Who's the boss?
She's the boss, but she says I'm the boss. But I actually think she's taking over, and I'm very happy for that. I'm very proud of her.
Cool.
So, and it's not about being the bosses anymore. We've got such a nice working relationship, and we've come off, you know, when we had all these tragedies in our families and she got divorced, we had to start again. You know, you have to pick up pieces and you have to restructure and you have to rethink. And at the same time, you're going through the trauma of what's actually taken place. So both of us have had very good support systems. We've had very good backing from the Spa group. And it's been a very respectful journey along the way, because it was very hard at some points in our lives. But we've gotten through. So we're together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful. You know, I mean, I love the business. I love the company I belong to. And, of course, I love my family.
So when did you become Mr. Spa?
I think I got the first award, the regional award, in about 2007, somewhere thereabout. But that was regional.
Right.
And then the last one I got now, that was in 2021.
Okay, so recent, yeah.
Yeah, that was recently. And that was the South African National Award. And that's where we were just coming out of COVID.
Yes.
So we had our virtual conference, which went on around the country, around, I'm sure, around the world, because they pick up on these things. And yes, and I was given that very prestigious award. And I was, I mean, I was so blown away by that, that I didn't even realize that they were talking about me.
Oh.
Yeah, I was on my phone because we, talking to another retailer, and eventually my daughter took the phone away from me, and Charles also said, you must concentrate now. And they were actually talking about me and getting this award, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. It's a big award, and that award is given to people that contribute to the spa brand. So it's what you put into this group, into the efforts you make, the changes you make, what you do for the community. So it is really something to, you know, to get it is an absolute privilege and an accolade to, I mean, I can't go any higher than this. The only reward they can give me after this is a retirement reward.
No, don't send flowers, send money.
Exactly.
Before we get on to some personal stuff to wrap up the kind of businessy stuff, Carol Ann will murder me if I don't remember to say, please mention the doggy trolleys.
Tell us about the doggy trolleys. That was actually my daughter's idea to get, because we do allow dogs into the store, and, you know, if people carry them, or they've got a little push chair, a little push cart of their own. And she came up with that idea, and it has been fabulous. I mean, you cannot believe it. In fact, we're going to have to order a couple more trolleys,
okay,
because the dogs are coming to the store. And I want to tell you that those dogs are amazing. They just want to be with their owners, walking around. They're in their trolleys. The customers are filling up their dog trolley with their groceries, and everybody's so happy, and, you know, it's been very well received. I'm still waiting for the negativity to come out of it, but in any event,
I was wondering,
I haven't had any bad feedback as yet. But we do take care of those trolleys, and they get sterilized, but they are the dog trolleys. No, people may not use those trolleys. I did find a lady recently pushing the dog trolley in the store,
right,
an elderly lady, and I quickly went to get another trolley, and I said, ma'am, you can't use this trolley, it's a dog trolley. So she looked at it, it's got a little flag on it that says dog trolley, and she said, really? A dog trolley in the spa? I said, yes, there's a dog trolley in the spa. And I swapped the trolleys and off we went, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Something else that your store, amongst others, has adopted is the Take a Bag, Leave a Bag initiative from Brent Lindeke, the Good Things guy, that he saw somewhere overseas, I believe.
I think so, yes. And of course, now spa have jumped onto that. So we're promoting that. Yeah, and I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, it's working so well in the store. So, it helps to take that little bit of anxiety away from people who don't have a bag and don't really want to buy a bag. So, I think it's been a very good idea.
Right. The one thing that I'd like them to see them bring back, and I saw them for a very short space of time, is, respectfully, I don't like the paper bags.
Mm.
They had a compostable plastic bag.
Yes.
I'd love those to come back.
Yes. I know they're working on it. I can't commit to a date, but I know they are working on that. So let's see, you know, what happens. That now goes through Spa Central Office.
Okay.
It gets developed right at the top. So it's quite important that they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's come to the story of husband number three.
Husband number three, Charles, Dr. Charles Hayward.
Yes.
Yeah, Charles and I have known each other for a long time because I knew his first wife very well.
Okay.
And she helped me with a lot of dog training. And then they had that very unfortunate incident where they were attacked in Cape Town and she was hit over the head and it caused a blood clot. And the long story short was that that's what she died from.
It's horrible.
It's a revolting story. And yeah, I mean, it was a terrible shock for everybody. So it was a very sad story. And Charles and I were just friends, you know. I mean, I knew him as a vet and he's always helped me with my animals. And I moved one of my dogs to Johannesburg for it was meant to be for knee operations. And Charles was at a conference. So I drove the dog down with his wife. And then Charles drove back with me with the dog. So we were very, you know, we were close friends. And then with the passing of Stratos, Charles and I just carried on our friendship. And then good one fine day or night, I don't remember what it was. Charles came to visit. He's got another version to the story, but I'm sticking with my version. And
I'm here for that.
We slowly got, you know, we started to form a relationship, and I've never looked back. He's just my soul partner. I mean, I get on so well with this man. He is everything that I need, you know. I think he does kind of get me. I think he's still trying to get me. But the fact of the matter is we get on extremely well. And, you know, I feel very blessed at this stage of my life to for our paths to have crossed, especially that we come from such different backgrounds.
Yeah.
But I'm the lucky one. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we went from dating to... It seemed for an observer now on social media that your wedding was somewhat of a surprise.
Well, my wedding, we were at a spa conference. That's why I say I have a very close relationship with the Farr family. We were at a conference in May, and it was a really big conference with everybody that is now sitting at the hierarchy of the spa group that are all ex-Port Elizabeth people were at this conference, and Charles and I were getting ready for breakfast, and I said to him, you know, I could so easily live in Mauritius and I could get married here. And that, you never challenged Dr. Hayward. So the next thing I knew, he was talking to Conrad Isaac and they were talking to other members of the spa group, and they said, I got caught up in something that I, which started off as a joke and became a reality. And the next minute, they set up a wedding for us. The most beautiful thing that could never be replicated. In moments. It started at 11 o'clock, and by 5 o'clock, they had me dressed. They bought my dress. I had nothing to do with it. In fact, I became voiceless. I was speechless. I couldn't actually talk. Can you believe it?
Is there footage of this?
There really was. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. And we got married in Mauritius, yeah. And witness to the marriage was all my CEOs of the spa group, and it was such a beautiful occasion. However, we still have to get married in South Africa.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Charles has got his little escape route if he needs to storm. So think about anything.
Not and live. You have choices.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Going forward, you say it sounds now like your retirement is going to be a surprise, potentially.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm already well into my 60s. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm 67 in November.
Oh, wow.
This month. So this is a good time to talk about it and have some therapy on air.
Welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll probably go in another couple of years, and then, you know, Charles and I must both retire and see where we want to go to and what we want to do.
How many dogs between the two of you?
Between the two of us, 8 dogs now. There were 11. Now they're 8. And yes, one big happy family.
Dog's life.
And 3 cats.
And 3 cats. And they all get on okay?
Yes, they do get on well.
So what is that? 11 fur babies.
Yes, 11 fur babies, yeah. So it keeps us...
No space for cushions on your bed.
There isn't. There's no space for me on my bed. Or sometimes not for Charles.
Right, got it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for popping in.
Such a pleasure.
It's been a really, really cool chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.